In my early 20s, I read Mila 18, a novel by the late, great Leon Uries. The story is set in German-occupied Poland during World War II. It's a novel of historic fiction that uses fictional characters to recount the story of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. It was one of those rare novels that would remain in my conscience for many years. My mother and her family lived in a small village on the bank of the Dniester River. Thankfully, my grandfather had the notion to immigrate to Canada in 1936, only 3 years before the Nazi invasion of Poland in April 1939. My grandmother often spoke lovingly about her time in the old country, telling me about life along the shores of the river where she would take romantic walks with my grandfather and about their little shack near the edge of the forest where my mother and my uncle were born. She spoke to me of annual trips with her parents to Warsaw, where she was able to admire the wonders of the city, including the Great Synagogue, and to attend beautiful music recitals. These stories, along with my grandmother's Wareniki's, created a link to my ancestral past, so novels about Poland and its people have always piqued my interest. When I read a review of The Goddess of Warsaw by Lisa Barr, I immediately added the book to my want-to-read list. Ms. Barr is the best-selling author of several novels including the award-winning Fugitive Colors, and she has served as an editor for the Jerusalem Post, Today's Chicago Woman, and the Chicago Sun-Times. In The Goddess of Warsaw, our hero is Lena Browning, an aging Hollywood starlet who has similar credentials to Marilyn Monroe, Joan Crawford, and Jane Mansfield. Once a ravishing blonde beauty, she has starred in a number of films and shared her bed with a cornucopia of leading men, directors, producers, and hotel bartenders. As with most actors in their senior years, her star has faded but her legend lives on. Meet Sienna Hayes, a young woman from the Midwest, a famed actor in her own right, who now wants to direct. Ms. Hayes would like to document the life of Lena Browning on film. She attempts to sell her idea to Browning, who agrees to the project, albeit with several conditions attached. This, dear readers, is where our story begins. Lena Browning started her life as Bina Blonsky, a resident of Warsaw, who once lived as a privileged member of an upper-class Jewish family. Her father was considered Warsaw's most prominent architect, and Bina floated with ease between the Jewish and Gentile inhabitants of the city. As an aspiring actor, Bina played many roles on stage and had an abundance of friends and admirers in the acting community. She was in love with the handsome Alexander Landau, but she had to settle for second prize, Alexander's brother, Jacob. This love triangle runs through most of the novel, and will ultimately cause Bina a great deal of pain and heartbreak. When the Nazis invade Poland in 1939, everything changes for the Jewish citizens. Jews are not allowed to attend public schools or universities. Jewish businesses are required to close or they are taken over by Gentile Poles. They are forced to wear armbands identifying them as Jews. Even fraternizing with someone Jewish is frowned upon. All rights that the large Jewish community of Warsaw once enjoyed are taken away. Bina is banned from the theater along with her fellow Jewish actors. While some Polish citizens are disgusted with this turn of events, many are happy to join Hitler and his gang of murderers in eradicating the Jewish community. Eventually, the Jews of Warsaw are rounded up and moved to a walled-in ghetto. From there, weekly selections are made to determine who will be put on the cattle car trains bound for concentration camps, to be murdered or used as slave labor. Against her husband's wishes, Bina joins a group that is determined to fight the Nazis and save Jewish lives. The fighters are led by the charismatic Zelda. She has been able to gather a posse of teenage soldiers, including a chemistry student who is adept at making bombs and explosives. The group is assisted by the Polish resistance, who manage to obtain weapons for the fighters and smuggle them into the ghetto through an elaborate network of sewer tunnels. When Bina asks to join the group, she is given her first test, to kill a cruel Jewish collaborator who is the head of the Jewish police. With her alluring looks and her stage experience, Bina is able to lure the man to a dark alley, and then shoot him dead. Bina's blonde hair and blue eyes allow her to safely move about the Aryan areas of Warsaw. Her old friend, a gay actor named Stash, becomes her ally and he is able to assist her in obtaining weapons and food for the fighters. As the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising begins, there are encouraging signs that the Jews might prevail. However, in the midst of the fighting, Bina learns that one of Stasha's trusted employees is a Nazi undercover agent, and he murders Bina's husband in front of her. Eventually, Bina uses her good looks and her acting abilities to escape and stay hidden for the rest of the war. She eventually finds her way to America, changes her name, and is discovered at a Hollywood party. She becomes friends with film director Stan Moss, who has her star in many of his pictures. Even in her rise to fame and fortune, Bina's memories of the Holocaust continue to haunt her. When she meets Sienna, she is finally determined to share the details of her tumultuous past. Bina learns that there is still one task that she must complete before she can find true peace of mind. The Warsaw Ghetto comes back to life in this novel. The wave of anti-Semitism that flowed through Europe in the 1930s and 40s serves to remind us that history does repeat itself. My grandfather had the premonition to save his family by escaping before the Holocaust, but so many others were not so lucky. They were witness to unthinkable evil and brutality and either died in the gas chambers or survived only to be scarred for life by bitter memories. You will fall in love with Bina Blonsky despite her many faults. Her courageous actions to save and avenge lives make her a true hero. Paul J. Starr is a recently retired systems analyst who has lived his entire life in Montreal, Canada. On Sunday mornings, he is living the dream, hosting a two-hour internet radio show featuring music from the 50s and 60s called Judy's Diner.